This is Bird Note. What does relocating Caspian terns from an island in the Columbia River have to do with luring short-tailed albatrosses away from an active volcano in Japan? They both use methods of social attraction pioneered by Dr. Stephen Kress of Audubon's Project Puffin. Social attraction involves using visual cues, such as decoys, and audio recordings of bird calls. Using these, scientists can entice bird colonies out of harm's way. And as Kress and his team did with puffins on the coast of Maine, new colonies can be established in places where they've not been seen for years. Dr. Kress explains.
The applications have been remarkably diverse. Everything from saving endangered salmon to oil spills to ocean level rise to avoiding volcanic eruptions and egg poachers. Very different applications, but the principle is the same. Colonial birds are unlikely to pioneer new colonies by themselves. It does happen, but it's more likely to happen if you can jumpstart the process with decoys and audio recordings. All of this started with the idea that wouldn't it be great if we could reassemble a lost seabird colony? There's a momentum going now, moving seabird chicks and attracting them with decoys and sound recordings, at least 47 species in at least 14 countries I know of where the methods are being used.
For more to this story, begin at birdnote.org.